But now, in the race for Congress in the 8th Congressional District, we turn to KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Debbie Lesko is getting scrutiny for her campaign finance moves, and we'll talk about the politics behind that. But first, here to explain the campaign finance story is Brett. Brett, good morning.
Good morning.
So what did Debbie Lesko do?
Lesko was in the state Senate, right, until she resigned to run for Congress. And she had all this money in her state Senate reelection fund. And so earlier this week, it came out that she took $50,000 of that and gave it to a super PAC that's supporting her new congressional race. Super PACs aren't supposed to coordinate activities with the federal candidates they support.
So very important question here, then, is what she did illegal?
Her lawyers insist that it's perfectly legal because they didn't coordinate any activities as to how the money was spent, and Lesko didn't participate in establishing the super PAC. I tried to talk to federal and state regulators, but they didn't want to weigh in on this. So I called a couple of folks in the watchdog world. One of them was Paul Ryan with Common Cause in D.C.
And what did Paul Ryan tell you?
He said that there's an important bit of context here. It's long been established that a candidate can't take state campaign funds and use it in his or her federal election. That's to prevent donors from, you know, giving to the state campaign and then to the federal campaign and going over the allowed donation limits. But this particular transfer was to a federal super PAC, not a campaign committee. And here's why Ryan's concerned about that.
This is clearly an end run around the candidate contribution limits and the prohibition on transferring money directly from a state candidate account to a federal candidate account. And it's an end run that undermines the integrity of the $2,700 contribution limit.
And Brett, $2,700 is the maximum an individual can give to a candidate running for federal office.
Right. But the FEC hasn't explicitly said that this end run, as he calls it, is illegal. And that's where one gray area is. Lesko's lawyers are also making the argument that the state campaign donations that add up to the $50,000 were all individually under federal donation limits. Ryan says it depends on how you look at it. And the FEC hasn't given explicit guidance on that either.
And what about this key issue of coordination? You're saying that Lesko's lawyers say there wasn't any, and that's what matters.
Right. They said, quote, the state committee and the federal committee never discussed how the funds would be used or how the transfer would be reported, unquote. But Paul Ryan at Common Cause said the fact that almost all of the super PAC's money, you know, came from the state Senate campaign calls into question the super PAC status as a super PAC or an independent expenditure group.
This group is not really an independent group if Lesko or any agent of Lesko established, financed, maintained, or controlled it. And if almost the entirety of their money is from Lesko, then Lesko has arguably financed this group, and it's not a legitimate independent super PAC. It's an extension of Lesko's own federal candidate campaign.
Another good government lawyer told me the same thing. And if it is deemed an extension of her campaign, then it's subject to the same donation limits.
And you talked to Debbie Lesko on the campaign trail. What did she say?
Yeah, well, this was before the Yellow Sheet report broke the story. I just asked how super PACs affect a primary campaign. She said she didn't know the super PAC supporting her, but that she was grateful for their support.
So my signs are the ones with the face on them. And the other ones that just say my name were paid for by, I believe it was conservative leadership of Arizona. And they and Defend U.S. PAC have also mailed out some mailers on my behalf. So I'm very thankful for them. I don't know who they are, but I'm very thankful.
It seems unlikely that she doesn't know who Conservative Leadership for Arizona is, given that her state Senate campaign gave it $50,000. But again, the Lesko campaign vehemently denies any charge of illegality.
From KJZZ's West Valley Bureau, Brett Jaspers. Brett, thanks.
You're welcome.